Hello, and welcome to this podcast brought to you by Green Forest. To find out more and access audio scripts, visit our website at www.greenforest.com.ua.
Level 2, Appearance and Character. This story begins here in an ordinary New York bar. It is 9 o'clock on a Friday night and the bar is full. You can hear a beautiful jazz tune coming from an old black pianist. You can smell a mixture of tobacco, beer, and chips with a slight touch of women's perfume. The bartender is pouring the drinks. The waiters are running around with trays full of plates and glasses. The people are relaxing after a hard working week. What are they talking about? Come on, you can't be serious. He isn't a teacher. He's wearing an expensive suit. In the US, a usual teacher doesn't earn so much money. I'm sure he's an accountant. A young man is smiling. He is tall and well-built. He's got Chaldolan's dark curly hair and brown eyes. A Banderas type. He's definitely self-confident. He believes that all women think he's attractive and funny. He is sure his new acquaintance Lola, a slim blonde with big blue eyes framed by long black eyelashes, also thinks so. Oh, Billy, you're so clever! Your beautiful eyes are shining with admiration, and your strong French accent doesn't seem irritating at all. It is so interesting. Let's try again. What about that man over there? Okay, love, anything to please you. Not fat, not thin, he's stocky, he's about 40, he's going bald. Excuse me? I mean, he's losing hair. Oh yes, I understand. So, he's married. He has got a picture of his wife in his wallet, and he is loyal. Loyal? But how do you know he doesn't have another woman? That's easy. Look at him. He's hardworking and reliable. You can ask him for any favor, even to get a star from the sky, and if he promises, he will get it for you. He's honest. He can't lie. Boring. Such type guys never achieve anything, because they are not ambitious. They work for the same company for all their life and are afraid of their boss. Billy feels he is different. He is Mr. Jacobson's first assistant. He drives a company car and gets a decent salary. But what's more, Mr. Jacobson gives him a lot of special tasks. One of them is now in his case, $100,000. This is the money he has to get to Mr. Jacobson's partner in several hours. But now he has time to relax. Boring, as I say. Let's talk about something more interesting. For example, well, a woman of my dreams, you. Oh, you're so full of it. Come on, give me a chance. You're French, you're here on holiday, you're bored. You're so sensitive. Yes, sensitive. Anyone can hurt you. But I promise I'll guard you with my life. Mon Dieu, look at the man at the corner table, Lola shudders. He looks like a vampire. Billy turns his head and sees a guy with pale skin and ugly pink scar crossing his long face from an eyebrow to the mouth. Yeah, that scar man certainly looks like a criminal. Look, he seems nervous. Is he waiting for somebody? He's a killer, I'm sure. Let's call the police. Let's do something. Look, he's going after that man in an expensive suit, the accountant. Is he going to rob him? Or even kill? Mon Dieu! Lola seems really scared. Lola, darling, don't worry. I'll go and make sure everything is fine. Billy stands up and goes after the man to the VC. He's sure this car man is an ordinary cleaner or something. His clothes are cheap and the skin on his hands is coarse because of hard work. It's going to be really easy. Thank you, sweetie. Are you so silly? Billy is smiling. It is 10 p.m. A beautiful young girl is getting to a car parked outside the bar. Short black hair, dark eyes. She's fascinating. What is she thinking about? You wonder, passing her to get into the bar. and the charming New York summer night will whisper her thoughts into your ear. $100,000. Thank you, Billy. You are so generous.